Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
We are back, and it is damn sexy in this room right now. The lights are turned down.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
Shut up. I'm Pete. That is returning champion from last week, co-champion, I should say, along with Fear from FifthCast, Brian.
He vacated his half. Oh, man, just... This just looks right.
Is that belt heavy? Because you've been lugging it around for the past couple of weeks.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I don't think that's exactly right.
That is
heavy is the head?
Yeah.
He's got a big head.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
What are you, a dullard motherfucker? Does that make sense to you? No. You wouldn't know. You don't talk royally like I do.
No.
The crown would make your head heavy.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. No, that's ridiculous.
That's Lou.
What up?
Kicking it off with a dong at the bat.
Oh.
just the way he likes to start most things.
Wake up, dong, dong. Breakfast.
And joining us this week, host of Video Games, Video Games, Video Games podcast, VG Times 3, a man with a chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
We got Dan, a.k.a.
It's nice to be back.
R.S. Phoenix.
Yeah.
R.L. Phoenix Esquire. It's nice to be back with my boys, Brian Katz, Pete Berg, and of course, Lou smells like Taint Figueroa.
You know what would have been weird if you would have actually messed up like our real names? You're like, Giant Shark.
I'm here promoting the show VG Times 3, or Video Games, Video Games, Video Games. I host it. Brian and Pete are also on it. Mm-hmm. We had an episode just before.
We just recorded one. We segue smoothly into this.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a battle happening in the room right now as Dan and Lou, I almost called them Rise, Dan and Lou furiously draw back and forth at each other.
All right, so the deal was that I was drawing first, just arbitrarily doodling me kicking Lou's ass, and then he found out about it.
And he is drawing furiously.
I didn't know we were giving it 100%.
I'm not giving it 100%. This is going to be done in like 2 seconds. But
I hope it's the same picture you tweeted today. Just like
check the Twitter account if you want to know why there's a beef here.
Yeah, there's actually a beef over Twitter over the two shows.
I heard that you weren't impressed with my comebacks at first. I was like, all right, let me give.
I
him
wasn't.
A
I'm still not impressed. With
let
the
me
comebacks.
Give him a little something, and then hey.
Well, let's start the show proper and say this week's beer of the week is from Speakeasy. It is the Big Daddy IPA.
Okay.
Everyone got one?
Fucking
I do.
Classy, man.
Cheers.
Salute.
Thoughts?
It's hoppy, man.
Ratings?
I actually like this, man.
It's hoppy, but it's a little low in the alcohol for that much hoppy.
It's an IPA.
But it's a 6.5, which is on the middling range of an IPA.
What's an IPA? Usually like an 8?
7-8.
Can be 8. The most renowned IPA, usually Dogfish Head, which is 6.
Dogfish is a thick brew, though.
Yeah.
Dogfish has their all day, right?
No, that's Founders.
No, they have the 60-minute.
60-minute,
I once had the
120-minute. Yeah, and they have over 20 now.
They have a 420?
They have an over 20.
Yeah. Oh, I had the 120-minute, which was like a 13%. It was just taking a shot.
Yeah, yeah. So speaking as somebody who's had Speakeasy and a big beer snob myself, Big Daddy IPA is kind of white noise on the IPA market, right? Is anyone else like feeling that it's their favorite IPA?
No, it's just kind of there. I picked this one up because I've seen it everywhere, and I never had it.
Prohibition Ale is the way to go with Speakeasy IPA.
I
always
remember
like
that for next week.
Live Free or Die IPA. Well, Live Free or IPA?
Live Free or Die IPA is the 21st Amendment Brewery.
Yeah.
No, right. I know my stuff, man. I likes to get drunk.
Oh, we have Lou's submission now. Oh,
oh no! Calvin pissed on. Why am I dressed like Kyle from South Park? And where are my fingers, bro? What are you about?
Just for the listeners, Lou drew a picture of, I guess it's him, Lou.
You're a little slim in that picture, too. And those legs to...
Lou's
torso ratio makes you look a little taller.
Yeah, Lou's a Lego man.
Yeah.
Peeing on Dan, who's mildly irritated.
Do
by
I
him.
Look?
Not too,
well,
too worried about
well,
it.
Well, actually, I look like I'm almost enjoying it, but if anyone wants to look at it, we'll throw them up on the Twitter. I'm dressed like Alanis Morissette from the Isn't It Ironic video.
You're wearing like the same outfit. You're wearing that fucking ridiculous beanie.
I don't have gloves.
Yo, Dan, is it like rain on your wedding day, bro?
Yeah, dude.
That's a good one.
Piss on my wedding day, at least.
All right, man. So I think I have a way to finalize these beer things, man. what okay, what the rating system is going to be is, would you order another round, or can you? Would you like to see the menu?
I'd take the menu.
Yeah,
I'm not blown away. I'm not complaining. I'm not sending it back.
Mm. No, no, I'm not saying that.
The art, I always appreciate a good art.
Would you like to see the manager?
Flying Dog.
Are you burning down the bar?
Flying Dog has my favorite beer art. I know Brian's a big fan of
it. I initially started drinking that because of the Ralph Steadman was drawing the labels.
Yeah.
So
he's the guy who did
The Arrogant Fear and Bitch and all
Fear and Loathing was based Fear and Loathing, on that, right?
Yeah. So that's why I was like, okay, well, this is going to be a beer I'm going to drink right now.
Well, they got a very stylized bastard bottle. Man. It's pretty cool. And I love their logo, the sneaky eyes. Mm.
That's a good one. I try to normally stick to local beers.
Mm-hmm. Because, this one's out of California. Speak easy.
But I'm cool with it. Try something new.
I would order another round, man. I like this beer. It's pretty good, man. You know what? It's got that IPA taste, which I love IPAs.
It does. Yeah. It's snappy. It's hoppy. Mm-hmm. It's cool. You know, IPAs are much better cold, though. These aren't super cold because we left them out. But...
We just waited so long in the studio.
All right.
Yeah. We do have a backup. We have... Dan brought some Montauk Session IPAs.
Yeah, that's a local
one. And Lou, man, are you seeing the menu, or are you going to order another round?
I'm seeing the menu. This ain't really my bag.
What is your bag?
I like a Hefeweizen. You know?
Oh, you like a little lighter? Oh,
Heffy. Oh, my all right.
God.
Yeah, that's a summer.
Hefeweizen?
Flying Dog has a great Hefeweizen.
Mm. Like the Third Reich beer?
Yeah. Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
You know the thing that Germans are known best for, like, second best thing is beer.
Yeah,
beer, then the other thing.
No, it's the Holocaust, being Nazis, Hitler.
All that is jumbled into one.
No,
consolidate.
No, that's really, let's just call it the Third Reich and move on.
The Third Reich, followed by beer.
So you like those Gustepper ales?
I love it.
Followed by chocolate.
Oh, my. And chocolate.
I only know it from chocolate from that Simpsons episode where he fell asleep.
The land of chocolate.
Right? Yeah.
All right, so...
All right, so I should remind, I will be doling out points for the show. Brian is current champ. You all are gunning to take that belt.
You know what? Never been defended yet. So
the belt has not been defended yet.
I'm writing my name in the record books this year all over the place. I want to be the first one to do that, too.
Right now, points are low because we've been talking beer, but let's get into it. How was everybody's week?
Kick ass, man. Just got to have another Escape the Room.
Yep.
In Manhattan.
Those things rule.
If you haven't done it, it's the most adult fun you could possibly have.
Yeah,
I don't think that sounds right. I can think of way better adult activities.
No,
than chilling with my friends trying to figure out what chess piece is going to get me out of a door.
No, man. After that, you fuck, all right? And you do a lot of drugs. No, yeah, I actually said that wrong.
You do a line.
It's the best.
You get locked in the room.
It's the best date night fun you could possibly have.
Yeah, I want to do one with my chick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fun. You get a group of friends.
I'm gonna do one.
Do you know how many girls get dumped at the day after you don't make it out of the room?
Oh, the last time I did one, it was for my friend's birthday. Everyone brought their girlfriends and shit. I was single at the time. There were fights, legit fights afterwards.
So what were you doing, bitch?
If you don't know what Escape the Room is, check out the latest episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It was like a week or two ago. They did a really good episode. Yeah. All right, those are fun. I like those. Anybody else? Stories? Tales?
I saw Deadpool.
I did too.
So that was pretty funny.
I loved it.
Did you see it in theaters?
No.
Theaters?
Yeah.
Nice. He saw the bootleg.
Yeah,
I saw the bootleg.
I saw a very bad bootleg. I'm waiting to see
the
bootleg.
Break the third wall in the bootleg.
I'm so tempted by the bootleg.
You know, I was in there.
It's so fucking good.
With the IMAX and the reclining seat, you know, assigned seat.
Yeah. I will say, see if you agree, quick movie.
Yeah.
Goes by real fast.
Right.
Laugh every minute.
There's a good amount of laughs, yeah.
Like, I thought it was really
That's
solid.
What I need. I just want to be entertained.
And the profanity.
Right.
Wonderful.
Top shelf?
Top shelf. Every word out of his mouth is fuck. And it's great.
So let me ask you both. You both saw it. Any particular profanities that you guys pulled out of it where you're like, yeah, that's going into my vernacular?
Well, there was the one line, my favorite, was at towards the end, one of the last fights, where they're fighting Gina Carano.
Right.
And Deadpool yells at Colossus, fucking kick her fucking ass already. And he goes, Deadpool, language, suck a cock! And just the delivery of that was perfect.
Nice.
She's a good-looking woman.
She is a good-looking woman. She's slimmed down a little bit, I think.
Who's the chick in the movie?
Which one? The bad one or the good one?
The one that you're talking about.
That was Gina Carano.
Gina Carano, the other. Right.
The MMA fighter. The other one was Marina Baccarin.
She looks a lot better outside of the movie.
She looks a lot better in that sex scene where she's naked.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that... Fire.
Is that the first
bitch,
Marvel movie to show?
Oh, the
not
one with
Megasonic
Colossus.
Teenage Warhead.
Yeah, she does look good outside the movie. Yeah,
is that the first? Is that the first Marvel movie to show some titties?
Yeah. Well, first, like technically, it's a Fox movie, but yeah, it's got titties.
Great. I mean,
you see Ryan Reynolds' dong at one point.
Oh, and there is like just full on dick.
He fights a dude naked at one point.
Yeah,
and you do see full on Deadpool dong.
They make it a point, like 10 seconds of dick.
Was it like a joke? Like did they, was
no,
it like
no.
whipping?
No,
it's around, actually, I mean, like whipping
it's
around
like the
two
one
foot.
Serious
it's
thing.
Actually the most serious part of the movie.
I need it to be like 2 foot swinging it's, around. I'd be like, all right.
It's during funny. The origin story where he's all fucked up looking and he climbs out of the rubble and he's like naked and fucked and burnt up, and that's
V for Vendetta style.
Totally.
Yeah.
The rest of it, perfect.
Okay.
Great movie.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Stay after the credits.
Oh yeah, always in Marvel.
Well, they do a wonderful homage to a previous end credit sequence.
Finally, remember. Fox got something right.
Yeah, they nailed it. I want more of that.
Fox, right. Both X-Men movies are really good.
I'm actually, I find it bittersweet because I wanted the Fox Marvel thing to die so that I could see some X-Men and whatnot in a Marvel movie done by Marvel Studios.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're just keeping it alive, but
whatever. Deadpool is the best thing they've put out in the X-Men franchise for a while.
The first thing Marvel would do when they took that over would be like, everyone who's not named Patrick Stewart, get out.
There's a great line in the movie, too, where Colossus knocks out Deadpool. He's like, come on, we are going to see the professor. And he goes, Stewart or McAvoy, I can't keep track of your stupid timelines.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, anybody else?
Dead.
Nah, white noise over here all week. You know, I went to work. I came home.
Bring in the fire.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's start things off. Let's do some news.
Put it as 40 hours, man.
Oh, you know what I did? On Wednesday, I recorded a podcast, and then tonight I re-recorded it because we did the entire podcast with our microphones off.
Hey, man, join the club. I did that last week.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, Painted Gladiacs, you said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news. I thought you were going to say you recorded some rap tracks, some rap.
You don't want that. You don't want
you
that.
You said it was
you
on.
You hot in my
you
mind
said,
right now? You don't
said
want that.
It's on now.
You don't want that.
You sent me a message like, this rap beef, it's officially
did
on,
did you do something?
Son. Not yet. But I'm anticipating something, so I have to rebut, right?
Who feels he has home field advantage, so he gets last licks?
Is that what you want? Last licks? You want to see how hard I go first?
Sure. Why not?
You want freestyle right now?
No.
I want to hear that.
What a bitch. What a bitch.
Last time I freestyle, I just told Kenny to get the fuck out and laugh my ass off.
You can tell me to get the fuck out all you want.
I think if you put in the top 10 moments of this show all the time, that is like in the top 10.
I did love it. I did love it.
Just like, no, and the best part about it was no one knew he was going to do that. And like, I don't think he knew he was going to do that. And certainly Ken didn't.
I did notice none of my raps made it up to the best of last year.
I don't know. You know, what are you gonna do?
No, it was the best of Lou last year.
It was basically the Lou cuts two episodes off show.
Well, hey, man, you know when you guys cut the show?
Yeah, I guess there are perks to being the one who puts in the legwork.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's news.
Let's do a news story again. Full disclosure: I am woefully unprepared this week. I didn't read any of this, so we're gonna trust Lou and go with the stories. Dick tattoo. That's what he called this one.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good idea.
It's not what you think, though, man. Some girl got slapped so hard.
I'm actually just going to read this first.
I want it traced on a face, not a word on a dick.
I'm just going to read this first paragraph verbatim from the story, because it's almost haiku-like. Greg got drunk. Greg woke up to find a large penis hanging, a large penis tattoo hanging down his leg. Oh, Greg.
That's not bad. There's worse. There's way worse things. If you have a large dong tattoo down your leg, that you can work with it.
Well, he thought one of his friends, after he passed out, drew this on him with a Sharpie. No, this was a fucking tattoo.
Word.
But what I'm saying is, it's
his friends have to have a tattoo gun. There's no way they brought him to a tattoo shop to fucking do this big old dick right next to my small old dick.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, he's currently
he could have been young,
I guess.
He's currently on a British TV show called Tattoo Fixers. You want to see a photo
of the tattoo?
Oh, I thought you meant like he was a TV legit TV star.
No, this is like a reality show.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch made a big mistake this weekend.
That's the tattoo.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not. I thought you were. It was like a chalk outline, like somebody killed a dick on his leg. Like I didn't know. Like there's a full head on there and whatnot.
It's actually, as far as dick drawings go, it's actually fairly well done.
Circumcised, definitely.
A lot of the ones we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want an uncircumcised dick on your leg.
It's gross.
Yeah. With a creepy dog dork on your leg.
With your leg got a yeast infection. Right. You got a fucking unsanitary.
With your dick got a turtleneck. What's going on? You got cold?
An ugly dick.
Yeah, your tattoo's got smegma.
Is that an elephant trunk?
All right, let's move on from that one.
Is he getting it removed? Is that the deal?
Or yeah,
is
he's on a show where they kind of retouch tattoos.
They're retouching
over it.
No, you see, that's a tattoo where I'm like...
Was it like, I want some veins? Or was it like, all right, no.
Veinier!
Yeah, no, yeah,
I could add to it, maybe. Maybe add some bitch-ass lightning bolts to it or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do it straight Flight of the Conchords style when they did the lightning bolts in their dicks.
I'm actually trying to find it. Oh, they're converting it into an Asian guardian lion tattoo.
Hmm.
What? Just leave the dick.
That sounds...
Leave the dick?
No way, man.
Like,
you
what, do you got a bonsai tree?
Did you see that? Netflix? That went down to his knee. There's no way he's packing that much heat. And it's like, someone's going to be like...
Oh, no, but regardless, you could go to any pool in any hotel and be like, yep.
Nah, you can't be like, yep. You can't be like, yep, because your dick's not hanging in it. Right. You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter. It's still funny.
Nah, I don't think so.
It was on this show where we talked about the guy who somebody knew who had the rooster tattooed on his leg.
Oh, Ken, one of Ken's friends.
One of Ken's friends.
Put, what's that? What's the rooster from Looney Tunes?
Foghorn Leghorn?
He put Foghorn Leghorn on his calf, and he told girls that he had a cock below his knee.
No, you got to get, like, the Kellogg's old school cornflakes dude on there to say a cock. Or, like, I'd be like, no, that's Foghorn Leghorn. Or get Donald Trump tattooed below. That would be even
better. I got a disgusting dick.
I got a big old cock right on my head.
That guy has carrot hair, man. That guy, this fucking hair is crazy.
It's weird. It looks like
corn hair.
You know what it looks like? It looks like his hair is obscene and somebody blurred it out. You know where it's like blurred out a little bit? Yeah. It's just like greeny.
It's like Japanese porn.
Yeah.
Is happening on his head.
Oh, man. Definitely.
Is it? I've never seen him in real life. It's possible that he's got like an obscene tattoo on his head that everybody's just blurring out.
His fucking head is shaped like a pot stove, like a thing of popcorn, you know, stove top.
I'd love to hang out with him, though.
Stove pop, right? Like in
stove. Are you talking about stovetop stuffing?
No. What's the popcorn?
The popcorn that like expands in weather balloon bag.
Yeah, midway
pop secret.
Midway through popping, that's what his head looks like. Almost, it's like
Jiffy. I know
pop.
He can't find
is
a
Jiffy.
There is not a collar that anyone can make that can fit that neck. You know that neck's always hanging off. He's got muffin neck. That shit's always hanging off, man.
I'm still trying to fit in those suits in the '80s, man. Cheap. He's miser.
You ready to talk about this next one?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
There's a Florida story that Lou titled 911.
You goddamn Nazi.
Jews are on my lawn.
This is a story out of Florida where a man named Michael Gilman, a 28-year-old, was arrested early Saturday morning and charged with misusing the 911 service because he basically used it to call up and have a discussion about Hitler and the Jews.
Gotta get your agenda across to the police.
He called 6 times in one day, including 5 times in a 5-hour period.
Damn.
Just to gripe about the Jews.
Well.
Get down here. There are Jews.
Yeah, right. What is this, H&R Block?
Like, yeah, that's where they retire. You're in Florida, right?
Is that where they go?
No, Florida. So yeah. South Florida.
Too hot.
South Florida.
Too hot, yeah.
Oh, no, not Florida, Lou. South Florida.
You don't see it in Jacksonville, man.
This article does not go into what he said.
Semantics of where it was?
Well, the semantics, what he was talking about, whether he was pro or con, but it does say that...
Yeah, it's hard to write that.
When the police confronted him and asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm talking to your dispatcher because I'm bored.
Wait a second. Whether it's pro or con, you think he called up and it's a possibility that it was pro? It was like...
And he was just like, you know, Hitler was a real asshole.
Right.
Well, if you have those beliefs, you got to believe other people do, right?
My accountant, Larry Rosenblatt. Love him.
Love that guy. You know how much I got back on my taxes? Exactly. Are you out of your mind?
Right.
I make 20 grand. I got 30 grand back on my taxes.
I got to say, though, man, like, I had a lot of Jewish friends growing up, and my grandfather said this heinous shit. Like, he told me he would be $1 million richer if he never met a Jew and shit like that. I'm like, how do I even deal with something like that?
Are we surprised, though?
Well, nah. But,
yeah.
He actually just he may be getting sued. He's called one of his workers a cunt. apparently it's not 1960 something in his head, but
oh, was that cool come in 1960? Was the word cunt around in 1960? Oh, yeah, man,
you could call anyone.
No, it wasn't C-bombs? Cool, but people turned a blind eye.
I think bitch was a big deal in 1960.
No, cunt, always a bit.
Bitch was a big deal back then. I think cunt is a game changer at this point.
Yo, he's like the dad from Christmas Story, man. He's just cursing. He's cussing like crazy.
Mm. Fudge.
I would like to see your grandpa in that. Get the fudge out of here.
Our next story, it's called Toe Fingers.
Ew.
Because it is a man who lost his fingers and had them replaced with toes.
Toe fingers.
Ew. That's somehow worse. That's somehow worse than...
I almost respect the other way, like fingers on toes.
You got to see that picture, though.
Yeah.
That picture
pull
is
a gun
gnarly.
On somebody, you carry a third gun.
Cha-cha. I can't find...
right off the ankle holster.
It's so yeah, it's a British actor, Richard Stott, 28. Big news for 28-year-olds this week. Yeah, so...
Why did he do it?
He's got, like, these stubby little fingers.
And so he decided his giant long toes would be better?
They're getting them fixed by putting toes on the end of his hands.
Like, so they're adding toes to his fingers.
No, so he's got one hand...
Did he get it out of his toe?
I don't know if it's
his
toe.
It was the second toe, meaning not the big toe.
But they're adding it to the finger, right? They're not replacing it with these stubby little toes, right?
No, they're not giving them pinky toe
fingers. Wait, but do they only make one finger bigger?
I think they're fixing the whole thing, because he's in the
with
picture.
With the one toe?
He's showing one regular hand, I guess that's fixed. Okay. And the other one looks like monkey paw.
He is
Grant's wishes. Yeah.
So he must have gotten an accident or something, am I right?
He has a genetic like thing.
He is definitely, his doctor is Dr. Nick Riviera, man.
Yeah.
I put your toes on your fingers.
If it isn't my good friend, Mr. McCrigg, with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg.
This guy says it actually gets him more acting work, though.
Yeah, he's claiming it gets him acting work. Yeah, have you heard of Richard Stott?
In freak shows.
Right, he's in a new episode of Black Mirror.
He was a stunt double in Scary Movie 2.
By the way, I
hanging off that building.
I watched Black Mirror again this week. Like, just the Christmas episode and one other. Fucking great. If you're not
so
watching
good.
It, fucking do
what
it.
Show?
Black Mirror on Netflix.
Never seen it.
It's like the new Twilight Zone.
So fucking good. If you got an hour and a half to kill, there you go.
Boom.
Those fucking Brits, man. They know how to make good shit.
Watch that Christmas one. That one's a mind fuck.
Except for armies, homie. God hey, bless man. America.
All right, next story. Let's see what Lou titled it. Casual shit.
You like that?
No, it's actually a play on words, because this man took a casual shit at a bus stop.
It's all the shits I do. I don't take any aggressive dookies.
No, sometimes, man, you get like a... Like, when you get
an aggressive dookie?
When we had that stomach virus, man, I took aggressive dookies, man.
Did you?
It was like piss out my ass. Like,
I just let it come out, though. I'm not kegling it out. You know?
Kegeling? You're lucky if your feet are on the floor, man. I hit feet in the air, hands on the bowls.
It's actually kind of like, looking at this story, the guy just kind of, he's at a bus stop, surrounded by people. All right. He's got a cigarette in his mouth.
Okay.
He kind of just pops a squat, takes a duke, takes a puff of a cigarette, and that's it.
Did he get on the bus with the people?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The dude was just acting like nobody was there.
The video ends, apparently, before it reaches that climax, but... Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else. I respect it.
This guy's my hero.
I respect it.
Right. When you got to go, you
got
to go.
It's like, I got a duke, and you know what? I'm going to duke.
I probably would have tried to be
just
like a gentleman.
Just pull his butt cheeks apart.
And squat over.
You shot me in love.
You think it's funny, do you? You think it's funny?
Did you see a picture of it or something?
No, I saw the next story you sent me. D's nuts.
You just sent him a picture of the nuts. Respect.
No, it's a fucking. Like, it's a pig.
News to him.
Here's one for you, Pete.
Read all.
It's
about
not a story.
It.
It's just a selfie.
No, it's a testicle pig. It's a weird, horrible monster. It was a pig born with testicles for eyes.
Oh.
Testicles for eyes.
What?
Stop. It.
What?
Right. It has nutsack face.
Oh my god! It's a big old sack.
Oh, that is gross. It looks like a. Baby booty, maybe.
It looks like a pig fly.
Are his testicles actually in there? Like on the eyes, or are those just
I think he's
gross?
Got double nuts.
If the pig,
I think that's just gross.
If the pig didn't have to oink, he could talk and be like, give me.
Does he have eyes by his dick?
That's how it sees. Yeah, right.
He just sees the ground.
That's the whole story. He's a pig was born with nutsack eyes.
It's just, man, this is the crazy time to live.
Yeah, as the farmer, though, you really, it's your duty to just put two shotgun shells into it.
Yeah. Which is,
well, they also make a point of saying, it's probably brain dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why as it's your duty as the farmer to put
you think the farmer just came out and like, look at his dickhead. I got to take a pic.
Yeah.
No!
I think so.
Would you eat like bacon?
Absolutely not. No. I'd be like Burns in the fucking Three-Eyed Fish. I'd be like, shoot that shit out.
Oh, gross. Yeah. All right. Next story, Lou titled Old School Fucking. See what that's about.
Socks on.
A 200. Black
socks. Lot of bush.
Black socks.
Tons
on.
Of bush.
Yeah. Handlebar mustache. You know?
Right, that was the thing.
The bushy mustache.
The Freddie Mercury.
I think I got it, man. I think you're titling all these now because you're trying to get them points.
You know
what? I'm not giving him points for titles.
He generally doesn't even read them.
No, I haven't read any of them, and I find them amusing.
He read like every one of them. I was like, all right, Lou's stepping his game up now, trying to get some points.
I won't give points for.
I don't know. I think it's a great method. I think
I'm just enjoying it because he was pretty on point today.
911. That was clever.
You should also
911.
You should also do send me dick next week, darling.
Drop a dick.
You should totally do that if you want to get punched in the neck. That'd be fun.
Drop his nutscape.
What's this brown dick in there?
I'm docking Brian for that suggestion.
Sorry.
All right. Well, this story is about a 200-year-old condom made from animal intestines that sold for quite a bit.
Some guy talked his way into some pussy, I think.
460 pounds. That's the British money, not the weight.
It's probably like $600 or something like that.
For a condom made from a sheep intestine.
Oof. Who bought it?
Some dude.
Some dude walked in from a bar and he's like, yo, CVS is out, son.
My girl is ready to go.
This girl is smoking.
I mean, like, you buy something like that, you're probably going to use it, right?
No,
I don't think so, man.
A 200-year-old condom?
Who's going to display that?
No, people who buy that shit are weirdos, like, who are just, like, going to, like, crumble it up and smoke it or some shit to try and get a hard on.
For virility?
Yeah, yeah. They're, like, mixing that with rhino, the last black rhino tusk or something.
Actually, if I had retarded money, I might buy it. When I had it in my possession, I'd maybe give it a good old whiff, like, 20-year-old pussy, and throw it out.
There's also some
200-year-old. The older the berry, the sweeter the juice. You mix that up in some weed.
Way more ancient dong than anything.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a lot of ancient gum on there.
That's not what I'll be saying. Like, right. All that ancient dong.
Damn, this weed is salty.
Cave dongs. It was a French condom, for the record. Doesn't say who bought it, but it does look surprisingly like a modern-day condom. Only gross, because it's all old.
I'm pretty sure that they can't improve on the sleeve of the old dick too much. You know?
No, the old cock sucks perfect the way it is.
Who thought to just use intestines?
Man,
why was that the first
thing? I'm sure it was just the...
We stole sheepskins.
Yeah, it was the shape. I'm sure it was just the shape.
What about...
These are fucking entrails.
What about just pulling out the old-fashioned, you know...
Yeah.
Pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Rhythm method.
How do you
interrupt this coitus?
Yeah. What a waste of money.
Total waste of money. Uh-oh. Speaking of
gross
which,
waste of money.
The next story, Lou titled, Finally a Pizza That Matches Brian's Spending Habits.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're selling pizza on Amazon.com now?
I wish. Next day delivery.
You're like, Brian, you ordered this 3 weeks ago. I'm sleeping. Somebody else paid for it.
That's right.
Again, out of England, this is a five.
No, I paid for it.
Yeah.
You got to sign for it, though.
Yeah. You actually got to remember coming.
What Lou never neglects to tell is that he ate most of that pizza probably. Like,
he probably caught the guy at the door and he's like, no, don't even knock. Just give me the pizza.
Ran out.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you better call him up, man.
Courtney, we're eating coming. All week.
You forgot the cheesy breadsticks. No cheesy breadsticks were ordered, son. You better get in that car and come out with some cheesy breadsticks.
Another round. Another 40 wings and two cheesy breadsticks. Let's go.
Well, the pizza in question, 500 pounds it cost. Again, this is British.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's on it. It's from a place called Pizza Go-Go. Topped with caviar, lobster, fantail prawns, white truffle oil, and a sprinkling of 23 karat gold flakes.
I want to try it. I feel so pretentious, but I want to try
it. No, the gold flakes? That's the grossest thing on that thing.
Nah, dude. I need my poopy to sparkle.
Yeah.
And just shine.
Probably 100%. Die, man. I don't
know. No, because Goldschlager has flakes.
Yeah, you've drank Goldschlager.
Yeah, Goldschlager has flakes.
I drank Goldschlager, boys. Like, the one time I did, I was like, this is gay, bro. This is sparkly.
This tastes like a dick, this Goldschlager.
Yeah. Like a 200-year-old condom.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the spout of it is a big old dick.
Is it? Yeah. I've never had it. Oh, no, Goldschlager. I've had shots of that.
I know.
All right.
I feel like that was a very specific time that existed and was popular.
Never was popular.
It's like Jaeger's out now.
Yeah.
I think Goldschlager used to be the Fireball.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think they just switched places.
Fireball is so
I hate
hot.
You love that shit. Yeah.
I hate cinnamon.
But you take the shots every time.
Oh, yeah. It's a shot. You know, like, whatever.
And you definitely peer pressure everyone else into doing it.
Everyone likes it, so I'm not going to be the one guy that's like, no, tequila.
I actually don't care for it myself. It's just the communal shot nowadays.
It's like it's like SoCo Lime. I never really liked that. But
I actually like SoCo and Lime when it's cold.
Meh. It's like really.
It's not a lot of alcohol in it.
It's like too sweet for me to like shoot.
So what's your favorite? What's your favorite starter liquor?
Tequila, man.
Tequila. Yeah.
Lou actually just nailed it. Starter liquor.
Yeah.
SoCo and Lime.
What's your favorite shot, Lou?
SoCo.
Purchased by another person.
100%.
Free booze.
But you know what? I actually like a whiskey and lime juice.
All right.
He's never ordered it, but he would like it.
He likes it.
One of these days, I'll have it.
What's yours, Pete?
Probably just Jack, straight up.
I like whiskey, too.
There we go.
That feels like a shot.
Yeah, like it actually burns going down.
Mm-hmm. J-Lo's a shot.
I do like it when they mix it with the ice in the little cup and then drop it. I like a cold shot.
If I could tell a really quick story, a wedding a long time ago, Pete DiGregorio made a shot called the Rocky Mountain Bearfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Tabasco sauce, tequila, rum, and like lime juice. Awful, terrible, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he got married a year ago. And,
about a year.
Yeah, and we did. I was like, yo, let's do the shot, like, you know, for a joke. And everyone was like, oh, Pete, your wedding, you're doing a shot. Everyone jumped in on this shot, and we saw like most of his close family take a shot of this thing. And I heard his mom curse. He was like, you son of a bitch! What is in this? Is that Tabasco sauce?
Is it a family Rocky Mountain Bear fucker shot?
Rocky Mountain Bear fucker, the most heinous shot of all time.
I've had the whiskey and Tabasco.
I've had Tabasco in shots before.
It gives like a nice smoky.
But this is an awful concoction.
Yeah, you can't mix it.
You ever had Tabasco and tequila?
I was at tequila? This wedding. I remember this happening.
Yeah.
I can't do tequila.
This was a notable moment. It's like, why is everyone over there screaming? All right, next story. Let's see. Lose title. Typical India.
Hmm.
A goat was arrested. And is facing 7 years in prison for grazing on its neighbor's lawn.
4 years with good
behavior. You know,
for good behavior.
You know what I love about this story? There's a whole chain of command of police custody where they're like, I arrested a goat, Sarge, and he's like, good job.
They got to have like...
Let me go get the captain. We got to jail this goat. Jailers are like, great job. They put him in and they go to the judge and they're like, hey, judge, we're going to put this goat in prison. And they're like, good job.
No, this is India.
Yeah.
I've learned anything from India, this goat is now marrying a 12-year-old to promote good luck amongst the village.
I guess.
I feel like there's got to be like an Indian Charlie Day out there, fluent in goat law. He's the guy they call. Yeah.
This isn't a billy goat. He can't go over a bridge or not.
Like, Bindu needs to get married.
Now, does he go into, like, a regular jail, or does he go into, like, a goat?
Well, with hardened criminals. Like,
the police in... Shittish
Russia. All right.
Central India described the animal as a repeat offender.
Oh. Well, he's bad news then.
He's a
bad egg.
Right.
This goat.
Yo,
so, like, you know how goats are. The lawyer's like, my wife is a goat.
Yeah, well, it's India.
What's the life expectancy of a goat? Is that like life in prison?
It's longer than it's longer than an Indian, I'll tell you that much.
Right. Depends on how its proximity to the Ganges.
Instead of like
praising, like, aren't you thirsty? He's like, uh-uh.
It's like, what are you guys, crazy?
No.
You guys shit in that water. Like,
India is so fucked up. Typical Every time India, we read man. One of these stories, it's terrible.
They spend way too much time on goats.
And fucking marrying dogs and sacrificing children and horrible things.
Nice waterfront.
Throwing them in shit.
So.
Yes, remember that one?
Shit baths.
They threw babies in shit?
Yeah. Taj Mahal, send them back, man. Send them back.
I mean, that's kind of like when you put a puppy's face in the poop. They're like, see what you did?
No, they were trying to 300 these joints.
Oh, yeah, these are to promote strength and virility.
Right.
Like, they got these
Lyoto Machida in these babies?
An actual statistic, per capita, like, I guess the average, like, inches per guy, smallest dicks in the whole world.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not the Jews.
Not the Japanese?
That's not a place, that's a people.
Okay. So,
did you read that? Or is this based off personal experience?
I lost small dick. I saw it on some stupid, like, trivia thing.
So wow. It's,
oh, you know what? It was Katie Morgan's thing. It was on HBO.
The porn show she did.
That was the only thing you were going to save you from. That was going to save you from a follow up question of what kind of trivia night are you going to at which bar? Right. I can't imagine.
It's not an Indian bar. I'll tell you that. I went to a Chinese bar. They're like, God blame somebody.
So I went to Thunder.
They're diverting.
Point the finger at India.
Yeah.
The good old brown cousins to the left.
Brian frequents the trivia night down at Thunder's.
That's not a bar anymore, man.
I'm not up on my gay bars.
It's also not a bar. It's also not a bar anyone would know.
Long Island.
It's locals. Got a very distinctive gay name.
Yeah.
I think.
Let me clear this up for the listeners. It's a gay bar.
Super gay bar.
Which is fine. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Oddly knows the current status of.
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, three individuals in the room would probably not do as good as Brian does on quiz night, but at the same time, you know, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with losing a quiz,
bro. I do Grand Quiz Night and fucking Thunders, man.
Ooh, man.
All right. We got one more story to go through. Let's see. Lou titled this one, The Tit Offensive.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the Tit Offensive is?
I have a rough idea. But I was like,
well, do you know what the Tit Offensive is?
Yeah.
About to find out.
Right back at you.
A fed-up woman squirts breast milk at colleagues after they refuse to bring a dull meeting to an end. The Tit Offensive.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? She probably just had the baby, and I think they hurt after a while. Right?
Yes.
I thought they hurt?
After a couple hours.
So she shoots a couple shots at her boys?
Yeah. Well, no, they have to milk at that point.
Yeah, but you don't milk.
So unless she's taking her tits out and doing it right there.
She literally pulled her tits out and started blasting. Just spraying people down. Yeah.
I'd be all about it. I'd run across the fucking office, like, power slide right into one.
I'd catch a little. It's very good for you.
You'll guess which part of the world, though.
Which part of the world?
Yeah, where would you think this would happen?
It's going to be probably opposite of what I think. Let's go China.
Nope.
No way. They cover their shame. I'm going to say somewhere mid-Europe.
Getting warmer.
I think I remember where it was. Let's go England.
Sweden.
England.
No, this was the Ukraine.
Okay.
Mm. Eastern Europe.
All right.
Strong women.
Bountiful bosoms over there.
Strong.
Yeah. So, Lou, you have a child, right? And does your wife breastfeed?
Yeah.
She lets you get a little piece.
So let me ask. That's what I'm going to ask.
No, I'm not going to.
You haven't tasted any?
No.
None?
Have you?
I'm not going to try the mother's milk.
Yeah.
We ran out of milk, and I was like, that's going right in the coffee.
Deductions.
You got your wife's titty milk in your coffee?
It's good for you.
Yeah, I guess, but it's weird for you, too.
Why is that weird?
This guy. Titty milk?
Probably calls it ambrosia.
Nectar of the gods.
Yeah, dude.
I can't explain why it's weird, but it's weird, man.
It's not weird.
Drink some titty milk?
Like, are you kidding me? P. Diddy only drinks the finest breast milk.
P. Diddy doesn't exist anymore. He got replaced by Jay.
But as men, are we not thrilled when women swallow?
That's a different thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a fluid that it shoots out your body.
Yeah, but at the same time, can you imagine, like, eating a girl out and she starts squirting, you're like just catching it like a hose. Hey, like a bigger hose. You're like,
On the opposite though, if they were gonna
terrible.
If they were gonna have like a great old orgasm and I had to suck a whole cup of titty milk, then yeah. That's different.
Right. No, you're not putting it in your coffee.
I was like, I'm garnishing my coffee, my drinks.
Look, man,
I'm garnishing my breakfast
drinks.
Luke can
bag me up.
Milk.
When you wake up and you got like an hour of sleep and you're like, I need this coffee and I'm out of milk, we're done here. Wrap that up.
Milk? I mean, I was just drinking black.
Well, one final note to the story.
You like your coffee like you like your women. You know, there's nothing I can say. I like my coffee like I like my women like I like my cheese. Fat-free American singles.
Deductions.
Jimmy.
Not your joke.
What was it? Thank you, thank you, Bloodhound Gang.
Right. It was a Bloodhound Gang reference, definitely.
Just for you guys who do have kids and wives and know this shit, she was stuck in this room for 14 hours.
So that's crazy.
It was probably an act of desperation and just pain.
Yeah. Let me out! At the same time, I have to feel that there were bathroom breaks available. That she
I would assume
you
could pump and dump or something, but not in this case. This is the Ukraine.
You also could pump and dump in a corner. You have to pump and dump in your coworker's face.
No, so
apparently
you
she went mad. She went mad with it and just was like spraying.
Yeah, it is.
Who wants to work for 14 hours straight?
Truckers.
Well, Lou, you won't work for 8 hours.
Truckers, though, at least their bed is right there. They're sitting, you know?
But they can't sleep and drive. Like, their job is to drive.
Yeah, can you imagine they just pop the seat back and let the car take
itself? I have worked for 14 hours on an emergency, though. Right?
They could pull over, you know, in a pinch and get an hour, you know?
In a pinch.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for the news.
Good point, Lou.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let us take a quick break. Mm-hmm. Come back with some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
News on the march!
The year 2014. Two best friends set out on a journey to produce the best content related to all things film. In 2015, they founded a podcast to share their passions with the world. From rants, lisps, and beer, to trailers, challenges, and premieres, Nick and Justin have you covered. Find the Epic Film Guys podcast at epicfilmguys.podbean.com and follow the show on Twitter. And we'll see you at the movies!
All right, we are back. You guys ready for some games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's start it off with the movie game.
And just like the movies, we play.
Hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
Thanks, Brian.
And it's the movie game. I like this one that you guys have been doing lately.
I hate that song.
I'm looking less forward to listening to the song every week, but...
No, I like that it tells him to shut the fuck up.
Right.
Your reaction last week was great. You're like, alien from shut up!
Oh, by the way, before I forget, I messaged Slovenia on Twitter to
ask him, the whole country?
Yeah, they have one Twitter account.
They have a Twitter account, like an official one, and asked him if it's true that they garnish with cigarette butts. They have not answered.
Slovenia does not suffer fools.
Right.
They won't be made a fool again.
All right. You know how this is played. I give you an actor, I give you a situation, and I give you a prop, and you tell me how this movie's going to go. Mm-hmm. Normally, I like to pick movies that are coming out in theaters this week. Nothing's coming out in theaters this week. Mm. Like, nothing with a name actor. Mm. Somebody you recognize. So we're going off the cuff. Mm-hmm. So, first movie this week, I want Kurt Russell, who was recently announced being Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Mm-hmm. In a college movie with a lion.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
It's 1976, and was it a Key West? Is a futuristic dystopia,
mm-hmm.
And
I was gonna go this way.
A young Snake Plissken went to school there to learn how to just be a motherfucking badass, right, and maybe get out of some type of situation just like this college. And what were the other two things I had to incorporate?
A lion,
mm-hmm. And
college.
Oh, I already
you already hit college.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, their mascot in this school is the Lions, right? And Kurt Russell is the head death by basketball player. And he, you know, obviously he's getting all the chicks, and then the rival school, the they call them the Haitians, right? they're trying to float on over and get out of their own type of escape from situation. And you know, they play each other in a game of death by basketball, and Snake gives a couple of lines, gets the old eye patch, loses an eye.
Right. Is he hanging out with a young Harry Dean Stanton?
Of course, yes.
So does he surf this dope wave?
He actually learned how to surf, hang glide, a zip line, a drive submarines.
And gladiatorial combat.
He also learned what a Mexican standoff was there. It was a big time in his life.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Basically. All right. I like it.
It's a prequel.
Escape from College.
I'm going to say it's a prequel. You should hate it.
Well, it's... I like the
Shia LaBeouf is
yeah. Now I hate it. No, I love the escape movies. So I'll allow it. Who wants next? Lou.
All right. Yeah, he's giving I'll me the signal of you better go. I need some time. All right. So Kurt Russell is in a. Let's see. He's like a. This is a story about the Ringling Brothers. Right, and how they got their start. He went to clown college, and basically he's learning all the things that you got to do in the circus, be a ringmaster, you know, tame the lion, fit X amount of people into a car, and, you know.
Is there math class? Just
it is, but all the equations, all the equations are written with balloons.
Film the girls in their locker room, all types of shit.
Right.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, you got one?
All right, so, Kurt Russell goes back to college, and he's just getting shit on all over the place. And he's like, yo, I'm Kurt Russell in real life. And they're like, nah, we don't care, you old bastard. What movie have you done lately? So they got a football rivalry, and the other team's mascot is a lion. So he goes, he steals a lion, he's got it in his dorm room. All of a sudden, the campus floods. You know, campus floods. Kurt Russell finds himself in a boat with a lion. Life of Russell.
What?
Whole nother movie.
Except he calls that dagger Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn!
Goldie Hawn! Yeah.
Goldie Hawn!
Wow. I hate fucking Life of Pi.
I actually hated the Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn vehicle more, whatever that movie
Overboard?
Was. Yeah,
Overboard?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that movie was a piece of shit.
The thing about Richard Parker that threw me off is that Spider-Man's dad's name.
No, it really is.
Like, he would say Richard Parker, and I'd be like, oh, that's what happened to him.
Bro, yeah. His name is good old Dick Parker?
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Parker.
I didn't know that.
I mean, his nickname wasn't good old Dick, but they called him Richard Parker.
You ever asked Aunt May?
Look, back in the old comic book days, Dick was a regular name.
Yeah. Mm.
Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
I'm sure he gave the good old Dick Dastardly to Annie
Dick May. Dastardly. All right, let's move on to the next film. I want Ron Perlman, just because I like him, in a zombie movie with a riding mower.
With a riding mower.
Yeah.
All right, man, I got it.
Go for it.
Okay, I got one, too.
Ron Perlman is he's doing a reunion show. He was in the original Beauty and the Beast show, right?
Oh, with Linda Hamilton? Yeah. We're going back that far?
Was he actually?
Yes.
All right, I can see
anyway. That's a real thing. Look it up if you want to see something
stupid.
So
anyway, he's at one of these meet-and-greet sign things. He's in full makeup, right? All the nerds are asking him questions. Zombie outbreak hits, right? So he's in this outfit, right? And, like, you know, he's Ron Perlman. He ain't shy to killing some zombies, man. He don't care, man. So he's fighting these guys and going through the zombie apocalypse in the stupid makeup, man. And everyone is like, you know, like, they're following him because he's killing all the zombies. He's a bad motherfucker. But they're like, yo, why are you dressed like this guy?
Ironically, from the last round, he does look like a lion.
Yeah. So eventually, Ron Perlman, he's also a just a savvy mechanic. He rigs up like a garbage truck with fucking big lawnmower type function to the front of it. And he's sitting there just going through all these zombies, killing everybody. But like everyone with him, like every couple seconds, is just like, why don't you just take that shit off, man? And he's just like, because I'm a beast, you know?
He got his mechanic skills from working on Sons of Anarchy for a few years.
Everything he's ever done led him to this moment.
He's got a big Hellboy fist.
Yeah, and he's constantly mentioning on the set of Sons of Anarchy, I learned how to make a shank, and but you know, like, so he's incorporating everything he's ever acted in.
Right. I'm gonna call you there. Mm-hmm. Who wants next?
I'm gonna say Ron Perlman stars in the what everyone's been clamoring for, the Plants vs. Zombies movie.
Oh, wow. There we go. Fresh take.
He hits the ride on mower and starts planting these, you know, little pea pods and whatnot like that.
Which flower does he play?
I'm gonna say he's a dandelion, man.
Oh,
the sunflower. Sunflower.
He's a sunflower.
I thought you were going to say he's Dumbass Dave or whatever they call him.
Yeah.
Dumbass Dave.
Is that what they call him?
No.
No, it was Neighbor Dave.
It's Crazy Dave.
Good old pal, old buddy of mine, Dave. Yeah.
All right,
Dumb old Dave.
Whatever his name is, he ain't right in the head.
Right.
So anyway, he finds out that zombies become organic. You know, they're organic matter, and they just can't deal with too much photosynthesis. So he starts just to the arboretum, and he runs the mower, you know, because the fresh cut grass is a deterrent to zombies. Too much. I don't know. Any
right. I'm gonna stop you there.
I don't know much about lawns, man.
Yeah. I'm not a lawnologist.
Right. You could have stopped at
Plants vs. Zombies.
Ron Perlman plays a flower in Plants vs. Zombies, the movie, and I would have been fully satiated by that.
Dan, sorry.
Can I still go back to that?
You got your points.
We're good.
You live with it.
I knew something was wrong when he was like, photosynthesis?
That was the question mark? Yeah, that was.
He's a man of science,
that's
people.
That's about it.
Right.
We didn't even get a good tip how to keep our lawn green, man.
A little fertilizer and some Budweiser beer pouring on there. He's just...
just throw it out.
You got to pour one out for the homies.
A little nitrate.
That actually gets rid of slugs.
Yeah, nitrates.
Oh, all right.
All right, Lou, you're up.
All right, so Ron Perlman is the priest in the very much anticipated sequel to Dead Alive.
Mm.
Where he's kicking ass for the Lord all over again.
Kick ass for the Lord.
That guy from Australia is his first pick, right?
Peter Jackson.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, they bring back the lawnmower. He's going apeshit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, but that movie has everything but Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
It's got the lawnmower. It's got the zombies.
Straps it to his chest. He's going nuts. Everybody loves it.
Good pull.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves it.
It also has a rat monkey and a dude eating his mother's ear.
They get the award for best movie of the year. Tear rolls down the eye at the end.
Big zombie tits, I believe, right?
It did have disgusting giant zombie tits at the end. That movie's gross.
It's funny.
That's a gross movie. It has zombie babies because two zombies fuck.
Oh, that's gross.
No, two zombies fuck and make a zombie baby.
That's
like
beautiful,
a zombie.
Dan.
Still gross.
It's not like a baby got bit.
Mm. Yeah.
That'd be better.
Yeah?
It would be more logical.
It would be more logical than zombie boning.
Right.
All right. Last movie. I meant to write Mila Kunis, but since it's in my phone, my autocorrect wants Mike Kinky.
Can we just go with
it? In a softcore Cinemax flick.
Well, obviously, Mike Kinky.
Involving a Ferris wheel. So you could use Mila Kunis, or you could use Mike Kinky. I don't care.
I'll go first. Anyway, this is a softcore porn, so the backstory is that this guy owns a house and she's the maid. Anyway, he takes her to the zoo. They have a Ferris wheel there.
At the zoo?
Yeah, why not? Anyway, takes her upon this Ferris wheel, and Mike Kinky, he whips out his slinky, and then, he shows Mila Kunis the business on the Ferris wheel, and when he gets down to the bottom, you know, the Ferris wheel's shaking, and he's just like... Ferris wheels are shaking, don't come a knocking, bud. Another round. We got the bracelets.
You hit all your marks.
Spin. Yeah, right. Man, just spin. Done. We're done.
In fancy Ferris French wheel, tech.
Yeah, just.
Then just bring a radio and just like, I don't know, maybe all some right. better lighting.
So mine is a different type of sequel. I don't think we've really seen much of this, but it's a sequel that goes on while another movie is happening. This guy takes his girl to a theme park, and he knows that she just gets off on being on heights, so she's got to make it to the Ferris wheel. Unfortunately, Axel Foley is there, and he starts a brouhaha within the community.
Eddie Murphy's really slumming it.
He does a banana peel in a Ferris wheel machine. He's like,
no, but it's one of those things where like Eddie Murphy's got to come back and like do the acting of his original movie, but it's going to be from the fresh perspective of Michael Cera trying to get some with Mila Kunis. And he's just got to get to the Ferris wheel. So eventually, you know, all the drugs are happening and all that. What was it?
I don't know. What are you
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I was on board up until Mike and Sarah came in and drugs started coming in.
Wasn't it Wally World or something like that?
That's Vacation.
Yeah.
What was the one with Axel Foley?
That's Beverly Hills Cop.
No, not that. But what was the theme park?
What, motherfucker?
Wait, which?
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Three?
Nobody remembers it? The one with the theme park, you morons! What do you not get?
The one nobody watched?
Yeah.
Man, I don't remember three so much.
I don't remember three at all.
Three?
I don't
think printing money in the theme
park. Police Academy. Five, you know, Miami. Like,
three, they were printing money in the theme park, you morons! They were printing money!
Police Academy, six in Russia, why not? You're like looking at us like we're fucking crazy. Like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Who didn't
about.
See Beverly Hills Cop 3?
No.
Forever ago?
That's a one
time. You don't remember
watch.
That there, it, was yeah, a theme there was park there was zero, involved? There was the zero entire thing revolved watching. Around a theme park.
Why is Michael Cera there?
Yeah. Because he never gets laid in movies.
He gets is laid all the time in movies.
No, just the Seth Rogen joint.
Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
I guess. No, he never confirmed got laid in Scott Pilgrim.
No, I'm pretty sure he got laid in that movie.
He went through a lot not to be getting laid.
He fought seven evil exes.
Yeah, there's definitely some pussy in there.
There's nothing I can do if you never saw Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Look, you came in strong with Plants vs. Zombies. You dropped the ball in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Dude. Woo!
Moving on to you.
Oof, all right. Oh, wow, that fucked me up.
Guys, don't you remember the intricate plot of Beverly Hills Cop 3?
Right. Just the fact that it happened at a theme park.
Man, that was like a one watcher. That was like a two night rental that you returned the same night.
Right.
Yeah, didn't think we need to be back here, but we need a new movie.
That movie's actually legendarily bad. Like, it's known as a terrible movie.
I don't even remember being bad. I don't remember it because I watched it one time when you were like eight. 10 or something.
It was the same thing as the other two Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Yo, man.
Only forgettable and apparently at an amusement park.
Mm.
Loop.
All right, so this is a Ferris wheel you got to throw in there?
Yeah, it's either Mila Kunis or Mike Kinky at a Cinemax softcore with a Ferris wheel. All
right. So there's this bitch who likes going on Ferris wheels, right? And she doesn't want to get off. But she's extra hungry.
I thought
hungry.
The point of the movie was her
She's extra
off.
Hungry. So she orders a pizza. And she just waits for it on the Ferris wheel. And so Mike Kinky shows up with a deluxe pizza, extra sausage.
You're just grabbing a porno now.
Well, this is softcore, right?
Softcore.
Yeah. And so he arrives, but oh no, she has no money.
I see where you're going, but there's no blowjobs in softcore. It's all belly bumping.
Well, you know, all the hardcore action is happening below the waist part, you know, the carriage of
we
the
all
Ferris
know
part.
What pizza porn site you're referencing.
We actually like, all right. Earlier,
that's a classic plot device in softcore.
Yeah, earlier, you can't use the pool pizza, boy yeah. in this example.
Earlier right. this week, we actually had an argument in my house about the...
It was actually us three, me, you, and Pete.
Oh, about the boner?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. We were like, is it a faux pas to have a boner in a softcore?
I'm saying the guy is full... Fully erect
no
and softcore. The woman's rubbing all up on you.
He's wearing a cock sock for sure.
Brian thinks this woman's just rubbing on your flaccid penis in these,
yeah,
in these softcores.
I think she expects it to be flaccid. She does not expect
it
to be rock
disagree.
Solid.
I think that's an insult to the actress.
Exactly. I think that's an insult too.
She's in that movie because she's just attractive enough for softcore. It would be disrespectful to not pop one.
Man, this bitch has.
I think if she climbs up to on top of you and looks down and like nothing,
I'd be a bummer.
I'd be like, why don't you blow me then?
I think that's it.
That happens after. That's the after party.
Yeah, but it's like that would be easier to not get a huge boner on when she's just like pretending to blow you. It's like, all right.
I don't know. I think they taped the whole situation down.
You think he's got rock solidness on his thigh?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think he's got a beautiful naked woman rubbing up on
him. No. They're professionals. They can keep an on erection.
Listeners, tweet us.
I don't think so at all. I think that's an insult. No, and talk about the after party. I think an after party for a softcore porn is like a Disney party.
No way. They go softcore?
No. They go hard at a softcore party?
I think they
weren't fucking the whole night.
You think they do?
They worked all night grinding on each other.
It's like band camp where they're not supposed to, but they do.
They're doing blow off each other's body parts.
Everyone gets laid in softcore porn or after.
But why would they not be in hardcore porn then? Because if they're just like, oh, thank God I didn't get fucked on camera. Oh, you know what? Come on, three dudes right now.
By your logic, just because they're in softcore porn means they don't want to fuck each other?
I want to say just because they're in softcore porn, they're not fucking each other in front of an audience, yeah.
No, they're taking it to a back room.
I was talking about that.
Man, they're back there, man, spitting on hands, lathering themselves up, putting themselves in each other.
Yeah, they're like, let's do the real thing now. Mm-hmm. Now that the cameras are gone.
Practice is over.
Exactly. Mm.
I feel they just get home at the end of the night.
All right, points have been tallied for that round. Mm-hmm. So we are going to move on to Perfect 10.
All my Perfect 10 time got eaten up this week.
You didn't make a theme? Is that what you're saying?
My time that was allotted for that was done with something else.
Let me pull up my timer here.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
Remaking a quiz.
Oh. All right, well, in this game, I'm going to give you all 1 minute. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a scenario. You're going to tell me your perfect situation in that scenario.
I remember this. I heard this. I think Lou always goes on a rampage.
Eventually, I try to think outside the box.
Meaning he goes on a rampage.
Yeah. I think he's always throwing fad fun.
Why don't you just not go on a rampage? Just maybe have a good time.
Who wants to start off before I even read the scenario? What?
Oh, I'll do it. Fuck it.
All right. This week, a friend of yours is getting married. Mm-hmm. You're planning a bachelor party.
Oh, shit.
Give me your perfect 10 bachelor party.
All right, man. Perfect 10 bachelor party is we tell them we're just going to go for a nice steak, classy type thing. And we wolf pack that motherfucker, man. We just drug that bitch. And he wakes up in motherfucking like Thailand or something, like crazy shit where it's like, you know, it's no hold barred.
The full hangover.
Yeah.
You could have just said hangover too.
No. I don't want him to not remember anything. I want him to just be like, oh my God, I'm in Thailand. And then we like make him see like all types of crazy Viper shows and like maybe some guy just committing suicide just because it's there.
What's a Viper show?
Man, I'm more interested in the what happens in Viper
shows stays in Viper shows, Pete. All right, like obviously we're not leaving until he fucks Ladyboy because, you know, that's a good gag. And, you know, maybe we'll just get some tats of the whole thing. I don't know. Just like, just really go crazy. I want to drink Cobra whiskey till I almost pass out.
Okay.
Maybe bump a couple fat rails. I never done it before. I mean, Thailand, you got to do it. It's kind of like the thing over there. And maybe if it gets to it,
time.
Kill someone.
You got that one just in.
Kill someone. Kill someone. Commit murder.
Any other volunteers?
Come back different.
All right. I'm going to say
life experience.
Yeah. Hold on.
Like, no.
Lou?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
All right. So, whoever this is, we take our boy over to a underground fight club. Watch somebody get his fucking teeth get knocked out. You know, maybe place a couple bets, win big, go hard on Atlantic City, right? Buy, you know, a bunch of shitty hookers, and then buy like a couple of really nice ones. And then compare and contrast. Make them fight. Yeah, exactly. Mud wrestling, something like that.
Boxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the losers, we stuff dollar bills down their throats and they die.
That would be your best night. Oh, dollar bills.
You gotta kill someone.
Dies.
It ain't a bachelor party till a hooker dies.
Look, a great night.
I mean, we've all seen wild things, man.
A great night.
We get all scot free though.
Look, a great night consists of killing.
Yeah.
You got to end it on a death.
All right. So both
you
these
just
guys
dump them out the window. You wake up, you see the cops outside, and you're like, yeah, that was me.
It's like, yo, also, it's a great night is a night of first. It's like, I did blow last night. You killed someone last night.
Yeah. I'm noticing a trend.
Yeah.
All these so far have included a dead body.
Mm. Just classic bachelor party shit.
Shenanigans.
Damn.
Just got to dance like, just a good night's sleep. Just
like, right. Away from the wife and kids.
warm glass of milk.
Whenever you're ready, Dan.
Oh, yeah, Lou, because you get wild.
Yeah, finish your Arizona iced tea over there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I'm going to say you start off in Thailand, right? You have your night, you do your thing, then all of a sudden you're Batman flying over that that particular island right off. There's an island off of Thailand that is nothing but casinos, 100% wall-to-wall casinos. You got to skydive into that bitch right there.
Like James Bond.
You go into the middle Times Square of that particular island. Everybody's waiting. Everybody's waiting for you. You run off. You're handed $10,000 cash. You have to big ball it style, either triple it or go broke. That's that. You throw it down the casino. You get two hookers on your arm, but they're not allowed to do anything until you triple your money. You walk into the casino. They're just a little arm candy. You do the craps. You do whatever. If you do, that's your night. You know, you go up. You have your fun. If you don't, all of a sudden you got to go back out with maybe a $100 bill, see what you can get, and take that back to the room.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
If you got that $10,000 and like you got triple it or nothing, what is the table you're going to? What
craps?
Game?
Craps.
You're rolling dice? Never.
With $10,000 and two ladies on your arms?
I'm betting black like forever, bro.
That's a bitch night, dude. You're going to have like 5-minute night?
It's going to be epic 5 minutes. I'm not going to try to slow.
First place you hit is the cigar store. You get a fatty cigar. And then
I assume when you drop a 10 load on the table that they're giving you stogies and Ben fucking booze.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And I mean like... with the house odds being in their favor,
I didn't get enough time most to say
people
that you
are getting
hookers
a shitty night.
I was waiting for it.
The majority of people are just getting sent out on their ass with a $100 bill.
Mm. Yeah, but Dan's way of killing the hooker was different. He tripled his money and ran down a hooker and hunted her.
Right. Fucking Hunger Games, that shit.
No way. She didn't have a weapon.
Well, what was yours? Yours was The Bachelor is a... right away, forced to fuck a dude before he's allowed to leave Thailand. Right?
Yeah, man, it's like, terrible.
You get down there and you fuck that dude.
Well, I
don't want to fuck a dude. I'm not kidding. You're not going home.
We paid for this flight. I have your passport, guy. Fuck that lady boy and like it.
I thought it was implied that he wasn't sure if it was a chick or not. Like, he didn't know until afterwards.
A lady boy was born a boy, Lou. I'm telling you. It's very, very rarely the other way around.
Maybe, you know, the guy has too many drugs. He's way drunk.
Would you rather bang a lady boy or bang, like, a Chaz Bono type?
Lady boy.
I'm going lady boy.
Yeah.
Are you saying Chaz Bono, like, pre-op or...
No, post-op.
Post-op.
With a dong?
No,
was
sorry, pre-op.
Born
pre-op.
A No. I, like, was born a woman but now has a penis, or was born a dude. No, well, still
either
a penis.
Way, I'm going lady boy.
I think Brian just wants to fuck lady boy. He's like,
it's
Carmen Electra.
Fuck robot for this guy.
Right.
Not fucking Chaz Bono. Not if I can help it.
Christina Hendricks, or, look, I said lady boy.
All right, let's go to the second to last game. We're going to do a little word association.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go around the table here. Lou, we're going to start with you.
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah.
On your mark. Get set. Fleshlight.
Fucking.
Frog.
Punching.
God damn it. He knows I'm going to giggle at that every time. Wolf.
Cry.
You scared of wolves? Really? You scared of wolves?
The wolf cry.
The howl. Oh, the wolf.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
No, I got missed it.
Poop.
Dong.
I was going to say something like cheese or something, but that didn't.
Chocolate cheese! Finally!
I was like, cheese? No, that doesn't make sense.
Actually, pretzels and bubblegum at last.
We got one more. Yeah. Ready? Dan.
Hate him. Hate him.
I feel you should go Dan after that. Just get that immediate rebuttal.
I'm going to give Dan a minute to think. Brian, we're up to you.
All right.
Booty.
Yeah, yeah. Nah.
Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping he would say chocolate.
Yeah.
France.
Bleh.
Fart.
Bleh.
I appreciate that you barely used a real word in any of those.
For France, though, we were looking for...
Give it to the rats! Like a dog!
Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Chump.
Lou.
Herpes.
Lou.
Mm-hmm. Salmon.
Bears.
Toilet.
Lou.
Lou.
Ladies' glasses.
These are fine, respectable Ray-Bans.
Listen, son.
Yo, shut up. My book's not late.
My wife is an optometrist. I understand. I see ladies.
Lady glasses.
Women's sunglasses.
All right, let's end this evening off with a spin of the game wheel.
Wait, Rise. I'm sorry, Rise. I did that. I can't believe I did that. Anyway, Dan, would you like to spin the wheel as the guest?
Yeah, why don't you do
it? I would love to spin the wheel. Yeah, thank
give
you.
It a good...
All right.
There we go.
That's a good spin, and we are hashtagging.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You get better ooh than me.
Hashtag!
All right, so we're going to dip into our news stories, and you guys are going to hashtag it. Let's do, we'll do like three or four of these. Let's do dick tattoo.
Hashtag Dick Tracy.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Hashtag Dicasso.
Dicasso, also good.
Oh, Luke? Man. No, I don't got nothing. Skip it.
No cleverness in this glad
I don't know, man.
Lou has officially pulled ahead in dongs.
Yeah.
Let's do, let's see which one was fun here.
Just do them all.
Well, there's a lot of them. Mm. All right, let's do the guy who complained to 911 about the Jews.
Hashtag never forget.
Okay, not bad. Luke, Dan?
Will you guys on?
I don't know. Hashtag Hitler wasn't all bad.
Hashtag how you doing?
Oh, there it is. Let's do...
Hashtag he be bothering me.
Oh. Let's do, let's do pig with eye nuts.
So you go. I was going to say hashtag see your nuts.
See your nuts.
Dong.
You got nuts for eyes.
See your nuts. Nice.
Anyone else?
Hashtag help.
Dan?
Got nothing.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's do 200-year-old condom.
Hashtag 200-year-old pussy.
Hashtag Trojan Wars.
Hashtag not the father.
Let's
Hashtag not the great, 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 great.
Next up.
Hashtag wasn't me.
Next up, we got Goat Arrested in India.
Hashtag Billy Goat's rough.
Not bad.
Hashtag Billy Goat's cuffed.
Oh, there it is.
I don't know.
Found it.
Hashtag bad behavior.
Oh, I like it.
Say it properly.
Bad behavior.
There you go.
Nice, I like it.
Hashtag come again.
We also would have accepted hashtag me so horny.
Wrong con... I'm sorry, right continent. Right. Wrong country.
All right. Fed up woman squirts breast milk.
Hashtag got milk.
You're sitting right there. Somebody has to pick it up.
Hashtag utterly offensive.
All
right. It's actually kind of fun.
You see, you use the cow titty to be the...
He's pop. Getting his animals all wrong here, but it's still working.
Dan?
Nothing.
No. Nothing. All right. Well, just, might as well just finish them off.
Just disappointing.
I know. I know. A little bit.
Guy takes shit at bus stop?
Oh, guy takes shit at bus stop?
Yeah, that story. Casual shit, I believe it was called.
Hashtag shitty ride.
Shitty ride.
I don't know. Hashtag
great audio.
I don't know. Fucking
hashtag ticket to wipe.
Ticket to wipe?
Yeah, I don't understand.
You got a ticket to wipe.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Hashtag, you gotta take it to wife.
You gotta take it to wife. And she don't care.
Thank you, Beatles.
Don't sue us. All right, I think that's about it. Yeah. I'm trying to see if there's any... Oh, here's one we missed. Super expensive pizza. Mm. One with gold flakes and lobster jizz on it or whatever.
Lobster jizz?
It's the most expensive jizz in the world.
Hashtag 10 minutes or less. I don't know. That's...
It better be.
Hashtag...
At that cost.
Hashtag 10 million or less.
Hashtag next motherfucker that moves.
It's getting very expensive pizza. Yeah. Right. Alright, I got the totals here.
Alright.
Alright.
Coming in third place and severely hindered by the Don count, we got Lou with 22 points.
I don't know Don's how I did,
always
man.
Holding him back.
Mm.
In a close, pretty close second, we got Brian. Tight race.
Wow.
And with a pretty impressive 29, we got Dan.
I feel it's unfair because I talk so much.
Also, what podcast were you listening to? Yo,
listen, Lou, just because you laugh Look, at it.
Here's the breakdown. Regular show talk,
yeah.
Dan pulled ahead. Dan, you are not good at these games.
No. Well, I never played
you
the games.
You suffered
before.
Hard in
never
the games.
Never played before.
And Lou, that's when Lou started coming back. Lou and Brian. Lou just donged a bunch.
Lou started coming back for third place.
He's in the red. He's staying there.
Lou would have been second if it wasn't for the dongs.
Look at that two-pony racing.
Look, you don't like my judging.
I don't
Fuck
care.
You two, get gay with each other.
No, I'm not doing it now.
Why? What do you mean?
The whole point of the whole game was to get a couple extra points to maybe... surge.
You don't think you can get a couple?
Lou could surge into...
Lou could still get into second.
Yeah. All right, I'll play it if you're still...
You guys get gay with each other right now.
I think we're good right now.
All right.
look. I'm just going to put it this way. Whoever whips their dick out first wins.
Do you really win, though?
Nah, man.
I would probably...
No one whip out their dicks, okay?
I was going to do it just so the show was mine. I'd
probably go home and
Pete's
cry.
In second
that.
Place.
All right. All right, so that's about it for us tonight.
Yeah.
Dan, throw out the VG3 info. All
right, so we're at VGX3 Radio on Twitter. We're at VGX3 Radio on Facebook. And we got a new SoundCloud at RL Phoenix Esquire. At SoundCloud.com. Fenix. Like
RLFENIX.
I want to say with just today's America, they're probably going to spell it Fenix.
It's a good...
It's phonetics, you know.
Fans of Exhibit are going to get it.
Yeah, they're not even going to have played the game. They're just going to be like, Phoenix. Fenix.
I'm sure. Just giving people credit here, you know?
Like speech. S-P-E-A-C.
We got a lot of video game memes out there. I'm not somebody who's going to sit there and... try and beg you to listen to the show, and what are you laughing at?
Nothing, man.
I'm not gonna beg anyone to listen to the show. I'm not gonna put any links. I just gotta put the memes, and hopefully you like it and listen to the show.
Yeah, just look for the new logo.
Oh.
I'm Mario, also, Bowser,
I mean, like,
and Donkey
I could
Kong.
Do that on Twitter. I mean, like, we're basically
will
on
there be
Facebook.
Will there be a retort to the three dicks?
Oh yeah,
I will. Right, I will also add as the winner, you do get 20 seconds at the end.
I'm just saying.
I'm not the type to, I don't know, just retweet a bunch of other people's shit and hope that they retweet me. You know, I'm not a retweet bot. You know, nothing like that.
All right, so.
But anyway, our shit, you know, follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter at PIB Comics.
Hell yeah, if you want to be linked to other podcasts,
and I will
go to that Twitter.
That's all good shit. And, what am I missing? All the other stuff.
Fuck Dan.
RadioVegas.rocks.
RadioVegas.rocks.
Yeah.
Hashtag Potter and Family.
Yep. Love the name Video Games. Very clever.
I'm totally. You know, Lou, I got a beef with you. Why don't you ride my dick like other hosts that come on the show? You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't you ask me about my dick size and about how good I am?
I do want to add, though, that you should listen to Video Games, because... three quarters of this
show. If you love Painted Black, but wish there was more video game talk and a lot less Lou Figueroa, you're going to love video games.
I think if you like Dan on the mic, but want him to be a little bit more weepy voiced and not knowing.
You know what? I'm actually gonna put on an episode that Lou was on, so you guys can just see what kind of gamer Lou is. Lou plays video games like he takes taxi rides, in which he doesn't want to pay for them, and he wants to play with his friends anyway.
What the fuck?
It's just getting real. It's just getting real, all right?
Come on, Lou. Rap out on me right now. Come on.
No.
Freestyle.
I got no freestyle.
Dude, you got nothing?
I got...
Come on.
Dan, you go first, man.
Me go first?
Throw down that gauntlet, motherfucker.
I'm going to go second.
Freestyling? I mean, I go snap for snap, man. I don't know.
You want to do it? You want to go snap for snap, Lou?
I guess we could try.
You want to do, like, 10 Crack Commandments style? Like, we'll just... just one, like,
what, they got a rhyme or something?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Have you never heard the 10 Crack Commandments?
Yeah, but...
Wait, one second. Let me just get the correct song.
Yeah, we need
You have the song?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's the only one song you can listen to while trying to just hate on somebody.
Although I am all about DMX after that Deadpool flick.
Hmm.
I mean, DMX is what's up, but...
Well, the whole end is to X gonna give it to you. There it is.
All right.
Oh, we're doing it?
Yeah, man. All right, so I basically just due to the song's over, man. You got 3.5 minutes to go.
Damn, that's a good long time.
That's too long.
Well, all right, man. It's a champ start.
Just make it cut.
I can't. I just hear DMX. Hold on.
My beat's about to
drop. All right, Lou, you can...
Go.
I don't know. Use a faggot.
Damn, just sing it to the point. All right. It's the 10 Lou Commandments. Number one is the rule I use the most. If my joke sucks dick, I can cut it in post. Number two is the rule that should have been number one to me. If I'm chilling with my boys, never chip in for a taxi.
I mean, let Lou go eventually. All right, all right. All right. All
right.
Wait, you want me
hit me up with hit me up with number three.
Number three, if Dan sees a dick, he's gotta suck it.
Oh.
Number four, he guys buys all his shit from Banana Republic.
Oh my god.
Number five, if you want the hoes screaming your name, show up to the club with sweatpants and lady sprays.
Oh, man.
I am so happy right now.
Are we done? Are we done? Are we going to bring it later?
There's still a good half
minute. We got to bring it later.
No, no, man. Yeah. Let's lose start, man.
No, I think we're good for
now. What are we up to, seven?
Something like
that. Oh, come on. Don't bow out.
Oh, come on, Lou.
He just hit you.
Slap.
All right. Number six, this nigga in bed can't last. Number seven, he got that fucking French mustache.
Oh, I do have a French mustache.
Alright, man, alright. You know, that was good, that was good. Alright, now Dan, you go. World star!
Seven. Lou laughed at his own... Number seven, Lou laughed at his own poke because there's nothing Lou loves better than a good Lou joke.
Oh, shit! Oh, my God, the room is on fire. Lou, what do you got to say? What do you got to say to that?
What number are we on? Eight?
We're on eight.
All right. Number eight. I know this nigga hasn't been here for a while.
Uh-oh.
But let me tell you now.
You're envious of my style. Oh!
This nigga thinks he's 8 Mile.
Oh! He called you B-Rabbit in the flesh.
He's wearing the hat.
He's got the B-Rabbit.
I like it. All right,
Danny, what do we got for that?
After this rap, Lou will show a tear with his ladies' frame t-shirt and his neck beard.
Oh! All right. Not so bad.
Boo. Points for pointing at the neck beard. You got shaved, motherfucker. All right, Louis.
All right, last one. What are we doing?
10K. Yep. One more.
What are you doing? Come on, hit me with the hard stuff.
All right. I know that you're jealous of this manly scruff, but when we exit the room, this thing is going to get duffed.
Oh, that was amazing. I hope we settled.
All right. Last one.
Okay.
You got another?
Go. Quick, somebody call Lou's wife because he's about to make the worst decision of his life.
I hope we cleared the air here a little bit.
Ken's out there too. Ken will jump right on you.
All right, we're going to close out the show.
It's hot as fuck in here, man.
It is.
It's a lot of fire being spit.
Brian got so excitable with the microphone, he ripped it off the stand.
He literally ripped it off the table.
He was... you missed your calling as like a hot 95 DJ.
Yeah, man.
Hot 97. White boy.
Whatever.
Terrestrial radio.
Oh, stop it, you. Oh, was it 2.5 kids, motherfucker? All
right. Drive a minivan, pussy.
Yeah, settle down.
You drove a minivan with no kids, you giant vagina.
Oh, the past is the past. Why don't you leave it there, okay?
Who's that on the radio? Goo cats.
Yo, give me the...
Bring two Hummers and a hearse because cats is killing them out there.
Yo, you got DJ Catsy Fresh right here. Danny's got burnt alive. ain't this much been burning at the stakes since fucking... Sam.
Oh no! Don't finish that.
It's Sam, you little witch.
Better left unsaid.
Hot.
All right, let's officially close out. Dan, you're going to get 20 seconds to say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Oh, let's get to that little tidbit.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Do your thing.
Go.
Guys, I didn't expect this. I don't listen to your show. I don't particularly care for that Lou guy. What is this? I just get to talk shit because. Of course I won. I just came on and I won. I mean, these guys were very familiar with the things. I'm pretty honored. I mean, I just come on and I just beat it. And, you know, I won't be back next week. So is this mine? Can I keep this? Can I just walk out with Brian's $500 belt?
Is time. Close the door behind you.
Oh!